Welcome back to the Deeply Rooted Podcast. It has been a minute. It has been longer than a minute since we have last put up an episode, published an episode. I am here, Diane Jago, with my husband, Ethan Jago, and we have some exciting news. There have been some changes, some things we've been praying about for the direction of Deeply Rooted. And so in this episode, we are just going to talk about it. We're going to have a conversation to see what is in store, what is going on with Deeply Rooted Magazine. And Ethan, do you have any words?
So, yeah, we have talked about this for a while. The past year, COVID, we experienced a huge, everybody did, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody went through some level of pain, small businesses especially.
Yeah.
But I think our business definitely did because of our medium was printing, and our printer, I remember when our printer was contacting us and we're asking like, well, what's the cost of paper? Because lumber prices have gone through the roof. And so paper went through the roof. And so Diane and I spent, it's been almost 2 years, maybe. How long has it been?
Since we've published.
Yeah.
Our last issue 15 came out June of 2020. So at this point, we had already been praying and thinking about what is the future direction for Deeply Rooted. For those of you who don't know, Ethan went into full-time ministry. It's been 2 years since you've been
doing that? 2 years in August. Thank you.
So
you should know this.
No, yeah. Sorry. I should know this. But so, because I've been serving alongside you in that. So our shift in focus has always been to, you know, make disciples, to encourage people to be deeply rooted Christians. And so naturally, the overflow of that is, in the local church. That's always been our heartbeat. And so during that time, we were really praying and wondering, like, do we make a permanent shift to local church only? What does it look like to have a parachurch ministry? And we were really unsure of what the next step was. But yeah, throw 2020 in and just all the supply chain issues and things like that. God had made it clear to both of us that we needed to make a change of some sort.
Yeah. And so when we talked and we discussed, we prayed a lot. We've spent hours and hours figuring out what is Deeply Rooted look like. Because being a mom of three, I'm at work. It's a lot for us to package. Whether you guys know it or not, Diane does about 98% of all the packaging. I help out when I can. The kids help out. But it's a lot. It's a lot to be processing the orders, printing the labels, going to the unit, packaging them, scheduling shipment. And then on top of that, UPS never really does what they need to be doing and how they need to be doing it. How many times are you dealing with UPS?
USPS,
yes. Yes, USPS. Thank you. UPS is actually better. So we were like, well, where is God leading Deeply Rooted? Because Deeply Rooted was started through the crowdfunding campaign that God clearly provided for through everyone that supports us. And what's been cool is like, I feel like within the past few years, we've met some people who've been supporting us since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Diane and I prayed, and the Lord just really spoke and showed to us very clearly where is the next gradual step that Deeply Rooted's heading to. It's a natural, because I firmly believe that when God is placing a will and a desire in your life, it's not this crazy 180. It's usually something with what you're already doing or where you're headed.
Yeah.
The point is that we as Christians need to step out in obedience. And so Diane and I talked, and I gave this crazy idea because of dealing with COVID and the shutdowns and everything. I saw a lot of people and a lot of churches were not getting access to materials and just an overall feeling of unrest that they want to go deeper in God's word. And in ways, I feel like Deeply Rooted through our publication have given that. And so I was like, Diane, what do you think about if we started moving into a teaching online curriculum-based ministry? And at first I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure what this looks like. I'm like, okay. And I said that fairly early on, but then I don't think we actually entertained it. We just kind of talked about it and then moved on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed, I just wasn't sure about it. I'd been so kind of comfortable in that rhythm of making the magazine. But simultaneously, this is where we're serving in our local church, specifically the 18 to 35-year-old range, and you have been implementing that into your preaching and your teaching. Like, you've been taking them somewhere and offering them substance. And to be able to see the fruit from that and how much it's changed these people's lives, it I think over time really opened my eyes to see, wow, this is actually really needed.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is you may be thinking, well, what does this look like? Well, before we get to that, we talked about this some more. And how Deeply Rooted has been ran previously is Dinah and I founded this together, but really I was never there. I was gone all the time because deployments and then work and everything else, I was hardly ever there.
You were in the military before you were in the ministry.
Yeah. So. And so I didn't have a chance to really, I guess, speak into Deeply Rooted as much. I kind of was just supporting there and being whatever. But then now that I'm in full-time ministry, I'm home more than I've ever been home in the last 13 years of our marriage. Well, 11, because 11 of those were in the military. But now I'm home all the time. And so I was like, Diane, I want to be more active and involved in Deeply Rooted. And I've got a vision that I think God wants us to go in this direction with online teaching. And for those of you who know Diane, you know that she is not always like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. She likes to push back and she questions a lot. And but it's healthy, I think.
I'm a perfectionist. I have a problem. I'm not a perfectionist. I'm a recovering perfectionist.
Well, it's nice, though, because if without Diane, like, I would just be always shooting, like, for the stars, and then Diane's the one who grabs my leg and like, is that really the best thing to do, or is that really the right approach? And so Diane pushed back, and then she realized, no, Ethan's got a clear direction on where he's taking this.
Yeah.
And so then I came up with a whole business plan forward about what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing it. And I told Diane, I was like, we need to get our team involved. And so Diane's like, okay. So Diane contacted our team. And some people have had to leave because of work and other things. But then we prayed and I was like, Lord, give us a team of just five individuals that see the vision and the direction of this. And we've got that. And do you want to tell who our teammates are now?
Yeah, sure. So we, over the years, I mean, some of these people are people that have been with us for several years. So Amarachi Bard is the one who is managing our shop. If you've ever sent a customer service email, she is the person who has dealt with that. And
she's a saint dealing for all that, too.
She really is. She's a mom with such beautiful kids. And it's like she works in the fringe hours. And it's very we have a sweet relationship and friendship with her. And so she's been such a blessing to us. And then there is Mallory Manning and Lainey Oliver, who are serving as our editors for what's to come. They have been editors with us at different seasons and different times. Mallory, if you were at our Deeply Rooted retreat, she was there. Both of them are very sweet moms, love the Lord, great writers. And so we're so glad to have them as a part of our team. And then your father-in-law.
No,
your
that dad, would be my dad.
Your dad. Yes. Glenn Jago, Dr. Glenn Jago, he has served as our biblical content reviewer since the beginning of Deeply Rooted. He's been a writer for us. And if you've ever read our Theology 101 articles, he has put a lot of work into that. And so he will be one of the teachers, instructors. And then our newest team member, Grace Schaefer, she just moved to the Pensacola area and we got connected through church, actually. And she will be also serving as another editor. My mom is our financial coordinator.
Great about all this is we've got a good chunk of them local here, which has not historically been what Deeply Rooted has. So we pitched this to the team. The team's like, they prayed about it and they came back and they said, yes, we're still on board. And it's been great. So you may be asking, okay, what does this look like, Ethan, Diane? How's this going to change anything? So we're selling out the rest of our inventory and we're almost out of our magazine. So if you haven't gotten one yet, I highly suggest you get so now. These are going to be prized artifacts, heirlooms passed down from generation to generation.
Honestly, it's true because we have customers that are like, hey, can I get a back issue? And we're like, nope. Once they're gone. So in other words, we have discontinued the magazine. We made an announcement. It wasn't a really big one, but this is our official. We are discontinuing the magazine.
Yes, no more printing of the magazine. But what you will be getting is we are going to be doing online teaching classrooms. So in this, we're going to have – it's going to be a modular program. This is going to be – you're going to notice a transition in our website. You're going to be noticing – and also in our blog. We're going to be slightly changing our blog as well. Lainey's in charge of running our blog, and me and her recently talked about how we are doing the blog. And let me explain what this looks like. So we're going to have courses, and there's going to be several options. As we start to get rolling into these courses, it's going to start off small, but then you're going to start seeing more and more and more coming out. So it's imperative that you follow our Instagram page, and then as soon as we get our email subscription base on this new website we're creating, that's going to get coming out, because you want to have first and early access to these courses. So these courses are going to be tailored and catered in a variety of ways. One, it's going to be a train the trainer course. Two, it's going to be a small group facilitator course. Three, it's going to be a personal study development course. And then four, it's going to be a family discipleship worship course. So every class that we're teaching, we're going to be teaching it in a way that is going to be tailored for however it is that you need it to be tailored. So it's going to be taught, all of the lessons are going to be taught in a very similar format. Each lesson is going to be between 3 to 7 minutes. We broke this down from 3 to 7 minutes because the shorter bite-sized chunks of information are much easier for you to retain and to process and to go through a course for successful completion of the program. Now, we could have just done a 45-minute long video and everyone just gets bored to death, but when you break it down into 5 or 6 different smaller videos, it's much easier for you to take this at your own pace level. Especially too, if you are using this in a small group setting and you're wanting to use one of these classes to be like, hey, let's all go through this together. We play the video and then we talk about it. Now, each course is going to have handouts specifically built and designed for that course. These handouts are going to be for if you are a facilitator leader, if you're a personal study, or if you're trying to incorporate this into family worship. Now, what's great about all of this is that each course, it's going to be one cost for each course. And the costs are going to be extremely affordable. It's going to be $20 per course. Now, a lot of other online teaching classrooms like this, they do a monthly subscription program, which I don't personally like. I don't think that's fair to the user. You pay for the course, you own the course. You pay for the course, you have access to the course, whereas a monthly subscription, you feel like you're rushed to get through it real quick. And the purpose of us doing this is to really go along with what our life verse is for Deeply Rooted, is we want to make fully devoted, deeply rooted Christians knowing what they believe and why they believe it, right? And I'm doing a lot of talking here right now because this is just the nitty-gritty. I want to give you guys all of the details of it. But with all of this, the courses are going to range from theological to practical to interpersonal, and then also some courses that are going to help out significantly if you are serving in the local church or if you're trying to do something for yourself. So for instance, one of the first courses we're going to have coming out is going to be the reliability of the New Testament. And this is going to be a 5-video series taking you through the formation of the New Testament. What kind of manuscripts do we have that can be derived from into modern Bible translations? What's the difference between modern Bible translations? And now with this, there's going to be handouts to accompany the lessons that you can follow along, fill in the dots, and then also some fun activities to do with the kids to get them involved, to teach them. And so this is just going to be a really modular, accessible, easy to follow course. So we're going to be having a course on that. We've got another course of how to use Canva for church ministers or how to use Canva for church leaders. So this is going to take you through each different social media application and how can you use Canva in a basic manner. And then we're going to also be doing one from Diane's going to be doing several different ones, but one of the ones is going to be talking about, well, I'll just let you explain what this one, that course will be talking about.
Yeah, it's on Titus 2 discipleship, just the mentoring that we see happening between the older generation and the younger, specifically in the realm for women. And it's something that I recently spoke to our women's group at about, I spoke to them at church about the other day, and it's something I'm super passionate about. So I think it'll be a helpful course to see how the whole church should be teaching the next generation.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it. I heard you speak, and I'm not just saying this because I'm your husband, mm-hmm. but it was awesome. and then some other courses that we've got coming through here, Greek tools to utilize and implement in studying the Bible, basic biblical Greek, hermeneutics, reading through the Psalms. So it's going to be different types of lessons at varying levels and degrees.
I think what's really cool about this is something that I've at least heard from women in particular is that they want to go deeper. They want to learn more. And so some of them, they're like, I'm going to go sign up for seminary. And then they do it and they realize, whoa, I'm way in over my head. The heartbeat behind this is to kind of give you seminary level type training without actually having to make that commitment and give that time. And it's something that hopefully you can do either on an individual level with a group, or it can be something that really your family goes together and just you learn amongst each other. That's really our heart behind this, is just to help you be deeply rooted.
Yeah. And the difference between deeply rooted then and all of the other online courses that you may be seeing is, one, our aesthetic. That's going to be maintaining the same level of branding and consistency, so you know it's going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, too, is there is so many different Instagram influencers and other social media tycoons that are purporting themselves to be these authoritative, credible sources speaking on matters of theology, doctrine, and philosophy, to which they actually have no academic background. They don't have any kind of credentials. They don't have any validation within their prospective field that they're trying to be experts in.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between deeply rooted in that is, I mean, if you've ever read our magazine, you see that we have several seminary professors from around the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We have other individuals that have been within the theological field in a professional manner for some time. And so the difference between us and them is you're going to be getting taught by subject matter experts mm-hmm. on that particular field and in that particular interest. And so that way, again, you should always compare and contrast with everything that is being taught to you with Scripture according to Acts 17:11. But you can, if you already trust us and you see where our kind of understanding of how we interpret the Scriptures from our worldview, you can trust us. And I think a big thing that we haven't actually said yet is this is open to not just women, but this is open to men, women, and families.
Mm-hmm.
So we're no longer only doing this for women, even though women is still a very huge passion of ours, is women's ministry, but it's also for men as well, and also for children,
mm-hmm.
For children to participate. So we're really excited. So you may be asking, okay, well, what's going on? Like, what's next? Well, we've already got a first set of videos already recorded, and we're working through some of the sheets. We're looking at launching this towards the end of this summer. So what you need to be doing, though, is we're going to be having podcasts using the lessons that you're going to be having access to as a way in for you to get ready and excited about the courses that we're going to be launching. So this podcast isn't going to be like other podcasts in which it's just Dine and I jawn on about whatever random topics, which we could definitely do. Maybe from time to time we will. But what this podcast is going to be is it's going to give you a small taste of what you can expect in our classrooms. So I'm really excited. We've already got some fun podcasts already recorded that we're going to be rolling out, in which it's going to be giving you information. It's going to be teaching you different aspects. And then also we're going to have scripture readings and stuff like that just to help you throughout the day. The way I would love to see some of our podcasts as they come out is it'd be something for you to listen to as a family. I know I drive my kids all over the place. Diane drives them all over the place. Put the podcast on. It's going to be teaching. It's going to be fun. And then at the end, ask the questions. Hey, kids, what did you guys pick up on this? How did you learn this? And so we want this podcast to be an educational resource and an encouragement in your spiritual walk.
Yeah. I think if there's any takeaway from any of this, it's just the realization that life is a journey. And wow, I sound like the Journey Women podcast with Hunter.
No copyrights.
I don't know,
Hunter,
if she trademarked it. Life, but it is a journey. It's something that I wrote about in my book, A Holy Pursuit, was just that when God gave us when he allowed us to start the magazine, like, you just have to be willing to hold it with open hands. And that's something that we have tried to do, and, you know, be willing to go where God leads. And so this shift, even though it feels a little bit different than the magazine, I'm extremely excited about it because it's sharing in the same purpose that we've had since the very beginning. We truly, truly long for Christians to be deeply rooted in Jesus, to take the gospel knowledge that they have and apply it to their lives, and to be able to go out and make disciples and, love their husbands, love their families, love your spouses, just to actually live like you're a deeply rooted Christian. And so I really believe in what it is that we're doing. I'm excited about it. And if you are just processing through something right now and you're going through something where you're like, this is something I've always done, should I continue on in this? Just be willing to surrender that to the Lord, leave it to Him, and see how He might have you pivot or shift. You never know what He'll do. So we're excited to just be obedient to what it is that God's calling us to do, to implement these changes, and we would love to hear your feedback along the way. So
hopefully this makes sense, guys. If not, just stay tuned for more, and it'll make sense more clearly, but I don't know. I really don't know how else I could have explained it, but
yeah, they probably just have to see it.
Yeah, you're just going to have to see it. And don't worry, we're going to be launching some free courses as well, or some teasers of free courses as we get them continually finished and wrapped up. So that way you get a feel for, oh, okay, I kind of see what this is going to be like. And you're not going to want to miss it. I'll just say that right now, because once this baby gets going, you want to be one of the first individuals that has started, just like all those individuals who partnered with us from day one in our crowdfunding campaign. You want to be at that threshold floor as well, because as we start to move up, we may have to cycle some courses out and archive them to make room for more courses. So once a course is there, it'll be up there, and then you need to get through that course, you need to get access to that course, you need to study that course, because as we continue moving on to make more space, we may have to segment out, we may have to archive things. So you definitely don't want to miss this. You don't want to be waiting and be one of those individuals like, oh, I wish I would have gotten through that course. It sounded so good. But that's it. I got nothing else. Nyan, do you got anything else?
I think the only other thing I'll say is that you've taught through these lessons in our local church, and people have loved them, and they have impacted me so much. And so I think it's going to be a really fruitful change. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much for just being supporters of Deeply Rooted over the years. We are so grateful for every one of you, and just stay tuned for the next changes in the future.